Hey, hello, y'all. Today, May 6th, day after Cinco de Mayo, and a day before the Wesak Festival that happens every year in the Himalayas. We will mention more of that shortly. So let me see what I put on the chat box for you guys. So, hi, y'all. I would like to know how you all are handling the lockdown and what you are doing to stay calm and centered, creative, and in a good mood. What would you like help with tonight? What has been your insights since the last call? Anyone feeling stuck and depressed? How are your peeps handling all of this? Anyone in family crisis? Please post here and on the Q&A page. Thanks. Okay. And let me go back to the Q&A page. And star 2 to raise your hand. Anybody like to share, please? Let's make this a very powerful call tonight because we all need, I think, some energy boost here. Star 2 to raise your hand. Those on the phone. I see we have, I think, a new person from Sydney. Hello there. We were in Australia almost about a year and a half ago. I didn't get to make it to Sydney, but we did a six-day retreat there. Went to Melbourne, Byron Bay. Love Byron Bay. And our retreat center was in the middle of a jungle with views of that sacred mountain. I forgot the name of it. It's very hard to pronounce. And we went, let's see, to the southern part down by Sorrento, I think it is, to this hot springs, Peninsula Hot Springs. Oh, we also went to Crystal Palace, Shambhala Gardens. Lovely. Went there three times at least. And we went through a hippie town there. Little tiny hippie town. We didn't see any hippies, though. Okay, let's see. Let's go to the chat box. Hello, Catherine and Cynthia. Okay, how to ground. My feet are killing me. Would you please post exactly what's the feeling in your feet? Because I might have the same kind of symptomology that I've had for over a year. Probably started my last maybe 6 months in Sedona. Hi, Amy and Pearl. Woof, woof. Pearl dog. Pearl dog. She's my favorite dog so far. She's my favorite long-distance dog. Haven't met her yet, but I've just seen pictures of her. Pearl loves the activations. She'll usually lay on her back, all sprawled out, and totally in the zone. Okay. Amy feels off balance in her body. Whoops. She feels off balance physically, and her body is moving sluggishly, and digestion is slow. Difficulty staying asleep. I've heard some people are having difficulty sleeping. My stress levels are high at home. She misses joy. And let me see. Cynthia says she doesn't know how to ground and her feet are killing her. Okay, we will address that. And let's see. Catherine's liking the lockdown. She's taking painting classes online. Cool. She also started riding her bike and does baths, B-A-T-H-S. She started back at work Monday, and honestly, I was bummed. You're enjoying your little vacation, huh? Yeah. Hello, Sharon from Australia. She loves Byron, too. We got put up two nights at that fancy resort, the Byron, at Byron Bay. We met the managers there. Pam and John, I think, and we gave them we gave Pam a standing wave session in our motel room or our resort room. And let's see, Catherine from New Mexico, my doggie was happy to go on multiple walks each day. Great. No, Sharon, that is not the mountain I'm thinking of. It's got an Australian name. Oh, Mimbin. Yeah, that's a little hippie town, and we didn't see hardly anybody there in town. Okay, Cindy says, bottom of her feet aches, especially when she does walking. Well, my feet have been aching for like a year and a half or a little bit longer. So what I did recently was release any energies that have been stuck in my feet from the earth. And I think it's helping a little bit. I have to consciously do it a little bit more. So why don't you try that? In fact, everybody can try that. If your feet are hurting in any kind of a way, release the energies that you may have picked up just from everyday walking on the planet, because you may have picked up some crud. That's to put it politely. Hi, Essien. He says hello to everyone. Okay, let me go to the Q&A page. Star 2 to raise your hand. Everybody's being anonymous here on the phone lines. And I think Tanya is here with us. So I see Gig Harbor. And hello, Heather from Canada. And mysterious caller from Phoenix. And hello, Jen, from someplace in the USA. And somebody anonymous. Let's see. All right, so let's go back here. And since Amy's got to leave shortly, okay, let's see here. So part of the shift, obviously, is if your body's having a hard time with the shift into the higher dimensions and is hanging on to the old energies, the old matrix, your body will feel a bit off balance and perhaps ungrounded. And I noticed today, especially, the energies have been a little bit slow on the planet, like a little bit sluggish. So that could account for some of that. So might suggest for your digestive process any kind of herbs or minerals that will help speed up your metabolism. And then to meditate on your thyroid and to give it more energy, because that controls metabolism and weight. And I believe also your sleep cycles. And remember, your sleep's going to be affected by all the chaos that's going on unless you stay completely disengaged from all of that, especially fake news. The shift, well, I think it's individual. It's going to take each individual however long it takes them to completely make the shift. And I don't see it being like rapid. I think it's going to be step by step. But you want to stay aligned with the earth, with Gaia, with her ascension process. So as long as you stay connected with her sacred heart, your shifts will be good. And they'll be gentle and very loving. If you resist the earth in some way, then there'll be some discombobulation there. Let me see what else. Amy, make sure that you're taking melatonin. And actually, the more you take, the higher the dosage, probably the better the sleep, and even can facilitate altered states. They've done a little bit of research on high doses, like what we're talking about, 50 to 80 milligrams, as opposed to 3 or 5 or 10. And people have reported some altered states. Amy, reinforce your pillars of light at home. and ask Leo's higher self if he can accept the pillars of light around him, around his body. And keep it around Pearl when she goes for a walk. If Pearl wants to ask a question, just type in Amy. Let's see here. Yes, it's time for creativity in the lockdown. Here, locally, it's still indefinite, although there's been rumors of a slow opening with certain stores. But it's still a lockdown and social distancing and wearing a mask and all that stuff. We'll just say stuff. Be careful, you guys that bought masks. If you can do research, find out what kind of ingredients are in your mask, because you don't want to be breathing in toxicity. And I'm sure those masks are not 100% organic, natural fibers, so there could be some really nasty stuff in those masks that you're breathing in and out of. And plus, remember, when you breathe in old carbon dioxide or whatever you call it from your body, well, it's not good. So maybe when you can, take it off your nose and just keep it around your mouth. No, Sharon, not Uluru, when we never went there. That sacred mountain name is kind of a long name, and it's an Indian, it's an Aboriginal name, I believe. And it's got a funny little peak at the top, a little bit crooked. And I think you can see it from that hippie town. Okay, let's go to Q&A page. Let's see, webcasters, any more popping on? Okay, they're set. Anybody on the phone, star two to raise your hand. Tanya, you want to say anything? Or Sharon from Australia? Okay, there's Tanya. Okay, hello, dear. You're unmuted.
Hello.
Hello.
My little one has been very up and down with these energies over the last couple of weeks. So I think if I have any requests, maybe something for, you know, the kiddos who are feeling everything and, you know,
yeah,
the energies can flow through us parents into them.
Okay.
She's been drawing monsters like crazy, hundreds of them over the last month or two, like hundreds of them. And some of them are silly and, you know, others are sad and mad and different, you know, different. But just in general, hundreds of them. So she's either drawing whales or she's drawing monsters. And that's just been kind of, you know, and I've been paying it, you know, talking to her about them, and she doesn't really give me a lot in terms of why. Like,
she,
you know, just touch,
she's 4 years
touch,
old.
Just, she's three and a half.
All right, tell her. I think of those monsters. This is just a sense I get. Tell her to tell them to go to the light.
Yeah, and I've showed her how to do that.
Okay.
You know,
wonderful.
And I've been doing it with her.
Good.
Yeah, so we've been doing that already. I just didn't know if you had any,
well,
you know,
that's
other...
my God.
Yeah, what I've been doing. It's
you're going to a little
though.
Kid. Help
at least,
me go to the line.
Well,
I'm
at
stuck.
Least at
I'm
least they're not scary. You know, it's not seems to be scaring her anymore. Like when it first started a couple months ago, it was, you know, she was more. You know, I could feel the fear of it, and you know, since we kind of sent them all to the light again and again, that kind of dissipated the fear. But she's still drawing them like crazy.
Okay, well, it's good that she's drawing them to get out of her system.
Okay.
Yeah. Just draw a little portal, and then an arrow pointing to go through the portal. Back to the light. I think she could understand that one for those beings.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's so much to talk about. I mean, I don't even, that was just the first thing that came to mind, but mm-hmm. it's just, the, you know, the level of confusion, we'll say, just in the collective.
Yeah.
And, you know, definitely even in the spiritual communities, I've heard, you know, people say that, you know, Archangel Metatron has turned and is no longer of the light. And, you know.
Oh, my God. Metatron, you hear that? You better go set those people straight because I'm telling you.
But, you know, it's just like, and I'm not in the debate. So I'm not going to go
yeah.
in and call, you know, I'm not going to,
yeah.
you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. So when we have so many people carrying different truths, you know, that, you know, like artificial intelligence has, you know, basically now in, you know, people's brains and that's what's controlling things and just, you know, just
mm-hmm.
all of this stuff. And there's just,
yeah.
I think there's this sense of nobody knows what's really true and all
uh-huh.
we know is what's true for us.
Correct.
And, you know, honoring everyone's opinions while still holding our own truth and not being in judgment because, you know, obviously as soon as we judge something, we entangle with it. So just any thoughts on any of that?
No, that's our lesson, especially now. Yeah, because if you look at the intel from the other side, of which a lot of my friends are now in overload and they're not going to listen or watch any more of that stuff, I think we're informed enough that, you know, just continuing to listen to that intel is just, yeah, it's just like what would add to the overload. So those of you that are feeling overloaded, okay, then no more of what you've been doing to cause that overload. And just go within, like Tanya says, and to figure out your own truth, because this is really what this lockdown's about. Yes, and everybody has an opinion about everything. And if you listen to everybody's opinion about everything, yeah, then pretty soon, wow. That's just too much.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
And I think really everybody on this call is aware of this, but there's so much fake news now out that's affecting humanity, but those probably aren't your clients. So maybe just in that sense, a little side note here, is in your prayers, those of you that are in a healing practice, and that do online work, obviously we can't do, well, we can. We just won't tell anybody. But we can also do in-person work. But to draw to you the people that are ready and open, that's it. Just those that you can help. And, you know, I've been contemplating this a lot this year about, okay, so all this stuff that's going on, all these many levels, and so we are aware, perhaps, that these things are happening and the earth is going through a huge purification and most people are unconscious and buying the mass hypnosis and the subliminal programming. What's my point here? Oh, so I've been asking the question, okay, so if we're here to help people, but we can't reach the people that are not awake and not willing to listen, then I suppose really the only people we can help are those that come our way and that are asking for some help on some subtle level. And probably if you were to interview 95% of the population on the planet, they're going through big stuff and don't know where to go for it. But tonight, and in the online event we're going to do tomorrow, the Planetary Light Meditation number 3, we can do some things to support people to wake up. Now remember, when people start waking up, it might be a tremendous shock to their system. Like, oh my God, really? That's the truth? And everything that I've been told from being a little person going to church to going to college, you mean all that stuff is like, wow, really? Not true? Oh, my God. So people are going to be challenged with how they can let go of their old beliefs and begin to accept the so-called New Earth perspectives. That's probably when we're really going to be needed, when people start spontaneously waking up and going, oh, my God, now what am I
wondering what to do.
Yeah. I'm starting to see monsters. I'm 3.5 years old. I'm seeing monsters. Oh, what am I going to do? What is that? Oh, my God. I like seeing whales and dolphins. That's cool.
Well, and on a personal note, one of the things that I have been, that has maybe struck me as odd in my own experience is a cutoff from my dream time. So in the last month, I'm not retaining my dreams the way that I'm used to.
That's part of the shift, though.
That's what I was thinking. It's just, you know, it's just my whole experience of dream time has flipped over on its head in the last month. And I'm like, well, what's going on here? And I'm dreaming.
Oh, here's, okay,
still,
so here's, I have an idea. I have an idea. So instead of like having concern about that level, shift your perspective to an intention before you go to sleep every night. Okay, now I'm going to vision. I'm going to vision. There's a difference now. So that would
vision
be more
okay.
vision. That would be more conscious out-of-body work.
Yeah, which I'm used to.
Visioning. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm used to. So I had considered it kind of like a lucid dreaming state. You know, I'm used to doing that at least a couple of times a week, and it's been at least 6 weeks since I've had a lucid dream, which is odd for me. So just a thing I've noticed, I haven't been, you know, putting a lot of attention in it.
Well,
one way or
maybe
another.
It may be because you don't need that information right now in your brain.
Okay. Overload. We're circling all the way back around to where we started over.
Yeah. And here's another thing, folks. Whenever I feel like I'm too tired because I'm working on a planetary level, especially at night when my body's sleeping, like last week, I said to God, okay, I'm taking time off. I don't want to help anybody make transition when I'm sleeping. I'm just going to go back to God and recharge. I'm not going to do any work. So you can do that, too. You're in charge. It's your life. It's your body. It's your mind. If you feel like you're doing too much out-of-body work for humanity, take a break. Take 2 weeks off and say, okay, break time.
Good point. Very good.
Look, and especially if they're not paying you in physical dollars, all right?
Well, and I've done this my whole life, so all of a sudden not doing it has felt strange.
Yeah, you've lost volume a little bit.
I just said I've been, you know, doing the planetary work in the dream time my whole life,
mm-hmm.
and not doing it for this length of time has felt strange.
Okay.
Just different.
But maybe, you need to take a break, given what you've gone through in the last, say, 1 or 2 months.
Sure.
Yeah. Anything else? We'll get to you, Sharon, in a second. You're next up on the phone.
I'm great. Amazing. Thank you.
And you did well on that radio show, and you did all your sessions, and so you're coming out of from a place of no money to, this is much better now.
Let's just say that some of the, you know, what I think a lot of people are going through in terms of some of the deeper scarcity issues that have been maybe dormant that they weren't aware of and now are coming to the light. I got to do 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, really interesting in that regard. And I've just been in trust, and more trust.
Yeah.
All of this work really over the last 10 years of flexing trust muscles to the point to where you feel like, okay, I've extended them, has prepared me in ways that I couldn't have anticipated until now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the ability to go into trust is just right there versus having to work for it.
Yeah, that's very good. Good awareness, good insight. Okay, tell your little 3.5-year-old I send my blessings, plus to all your other kids too. And your is it your mother that you're staying with, or she's staying with you?
No.
Your husband's mother? Your grandmother?
No. All of our grandmothers have crossed over.
Well, there was a family member that was staying with you in Phoenix, correct?
Oh, okay. No, we don't have any. No, we're just the four of us now, and then my kids are in L.A. They were supposed to be here last month, but they couldn't because of the quarantine. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Okay, thank you, dear, for sharing. Appreciate it.
You are welcome. Thank you.
Okay, Sharon, you are unmuted.
Hi, Kenji. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, lovely to chat. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. You probably don't remember, I came to visit your Asheville studio in January, early January. And now I'm in Sydney, Australia.
Wait a minute, January.
Yeah.
Oh, what's your last name?
Skembri.
Okay, I remember now. Boy,
yeah, you did
like
the Australian. You did the Australian activation when I was there. So you really helped me in January, and I wanted to say thank you. You helped me with regards to the chronic pain that I was dealing with, and thanks for that.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for coming.
And it was instantaneous. It felt like that my bones felt different when you did that work on me. My bones felt different immediately, and I'm still trying to work out what happened.
Yeah, well, that means it really went to a deep level in your body. When you can feel it in your bones, this is my opinion, when you can feel the healing changes, the shifts in your bones, that means that your body was really able to accept it on a subatomic level. It's really
okay,
good.
That's really interesting because I felt that in the upper part of my back, but I didn't feel it in the lower part of my back. And the lower part of my back, I need to come back for another visit. I have to get back to the U.S. first, but...
Yeah.
So, Kenji, as well as saying thanks for helping me with my personal pain that I deal with, the world is in a very painful moment, and it is horrific to see what's going on. I find the conversation with your members really interesting, that the point of fake news comes up. I agree with what you suggest, that we each need to get in touch with our individual truths. And, you know, that I agree with that. That's a relativist perspective. But a question that I've got, which just boggles my mind, in the people that I see around me and the people that are being featured in the media, their truths, you know, they're entitled to their truth the same as me. But the question on my mind is, when does healthy optimism become unhealthy denial? I actually don't expect an answer, but it's my question. It's not necessarily a question to you. I think that this horrific moment that we're going through, we the world are going through, is setting us up for a reset moment. And I appreciate the work that you're doing in getting us ready for that reset phenomenon.
Yes.
But the people in their everyday worlds, it's questionable what truth that they're getting in touch with, right?
The fake news truth, yeah. No, I understand. And that brings me to the point earlier that I didn't complete. So I've been thinking, and I think about this a lot, but apparently since the lockdown, you have a lot of time to contemplate the nature of the universe and everything. So the question is, if we choose to experience new Earth consciousness, in spite of what the world's going through, that we see through TV and everything else, are we neglecting or leaving behind our fellow souls, or is it each person's destiny to find the truth during this lockdown, however long they try to promote the lockdown? So what do we follow? Because it has been said, even decades ago, that we can live in any kind of world that we choose. And each of us has that opportunity to create peace on Earth or to live in the opposite of that, in a sense. And we can't make a horse drink water. We could only lead a horse to the water trough, but we can't make them drink it if they don't want to drink it. So I guess I'm coming to the awareness right now that, for me, I want to create, and that this has been my vision for my whole life, right, to create that, to live in that new Earth. And anybody who wants to come along is more than welcome. And since we can't save the world, we're not here to be saviors. We're here to enlighten ourselves. Maybe in those moments where we are in that enlightened state, it affects the world in ways that we have no understanding of. And maybe so in that sense we are helping people in that way. Is that making sense?
Yes, it makes sense. So you're saying that we each have the opportunity to choose to live in a new Earth consciousness, that we don't have the opportunity to save the world. That's not our right, but we can choose to live in an enlightened state, and that's how we contribute to other people possibly taking on the same level of consciousness.
Correct. Yes. And
that's really
our job, like in that movie, The Matrix, that was like, what, 20 or 30 years ahead of its time? Seemed like it was a long time ago. Remember when Neo, he had no idea he was stuck in this matrix that was being controlled. He had no clue. And at first he resisted. And then he was challenged with, well, do I take the red pill or the blue pill? Do I want to stay in a comfortable place or do I want to know the truth? So how many people now are faced with that opportunity? What color pill do I take? Do I want to know the truth or do I just want to be safe and happy?
So you're saying that they're deliberately choosing to stay in their comfort zone and deny reality.
No, because they don't, well, they don't know of another way. They don't know that there's another world that can exist for them. So they're just buying the fake news and staying in fear and trying to survive and not go homeless. Now, when I was homeless, when I did bankruptcy, and that homelessness lasted 6 months, I had no idea that I was ever going to have that experience. Although, interestingly enough, a number of months before I actually did go physically homeless, I would think every now and then, I don't want to go homeless. But before that time, I had no thoughts about going homeless, even though I struggled with money all my life up until recently. So maybe I was tapping into something that was going to happen, that was inevitable. And then when I was in that experience, it was almost like I was in another world. Like, it wasn't so much I was asking, well, how could this happen to me? Or why is this happening to me? I guess my only thought was, all right, so how am I going to get out of this? How am I going to move forward? I'm in post-traumatic stress from the house fire. I have less than, what, $1,400 to my name. I have a car. I have a few possessions. I can't work because I'm post-traumatic stress that I didn't realize I'd ever experience. And I felt very alone in the Bay Area with all those people just going about their daily lives. And, well, maybe this is the moment, like when I had back in 2000, where I thought, okay, I have no more places to stay. Nobody's put me up anymore. And I can't get a job, and I can't find a rental place. The only thing left for me to do is either make it or make transition. And I thought, okay, if I'm going to die, I'm going to go to a sacred mountain and die on a sacred mountain. I'm not going to die in the Bay Area. Or I'm going to make it. And I actually went up to Mount Shasta, and that was really my intent, was I'm either going to make it or I'm going to just make transition somehow on this sacred mountain. And at the last moment, I was kind of saved in a sense, and I began to crawl out of my hole in a sense of finding a place to live and, well, going more into debt because I couldn't create money there in Mount Shasta, but that led to bankruptcy eventually and all that. But I think it was a very hard 12 years. No, not quite 12 years. That was like seven. So 7 years. I was kind of like in the dark night of the soul experience again for about 7 years. And then somehow, through the grace of God, I made it and started teaching again and connecting with students that wanted to study the work and everything. So I think, really, if you want to look at this lockdown for most of humanity, it's a collective dark night of the soul. And it is as if you are being left alone to fend for yourself and either make it or die. Wow, I didn't realize that. I should do one on that. I'm going to write this down, the dark night of the soul, the collective dark night of the soul. So it's been said that we each go through about three of these in our average lifetime. So if that's any help, we go through two or three of these in a lifetime. And it's as if we're left alone to find our truth. So sometimes people experience this going through a divorce or a loss of a family member or even a pet. Sometimes it's from a loss of a job and being unemployed. Sometimes it's losing all of your friends and ending up in the world going, oh, my God, now what? So things can trigger this dark night of the soul. So some of you might be in that. Amy, you might kind of be in that. And if you are anywhere between, let's see, age 28 or 56 or 42, you're going through your Saturn return, which can feel like a dark night of the soul thing, and or a midlife crisis.
So I really like your point that this lockdown is like a collective dark night of the soul. And like you, I too have experienced something similar personally. And it does feel like that you're left alone. I can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
And in that loneliness and in that stillness is where we find our truth. I agree with that. And then we come out of it stronger. So
yeah,
then that makes sense with regards to this whole global pandemic being the horror story that it is. And then readying us collectively, us, we the people of the world, to find our truth and reset for the new era coming.
Yes. And in Hindu mythology, we've come out of the Kali Yuga, which to the Hindus is thousands of years of darkness, basically. And if you look at our history, it's kind of been like that. And now we're starting a whole new 26,000 years of a new cycle. But I actually think for some of us, we are deciding to finally and forever jump off the wheel of reincarnation because that's part of the trap. That's part of the old matrix again. having to come back and back and back, having to be veiled again and forget, and then having to relearn what you already know and going through all the hardships and all that. So for all you members on this call tonight, live and on replay, it's possibly time for you to jump off the wheel of reincarnation on all levels. And that way, you will never be affected by AI, 5G, chemtrails, fake news, etc., etc., etc. You'll be free of all that. So right now, if you're being affected by all this stuff in some way, you're still stuck in the matrix. But you can leave at any time.
And
your
how do we do that?
Your soul contract is, say again?
How do we do that? How do we opt out of that cycle? How do we leave?
Yeah, opt out. You're gonna turn in your opt-out papers to God. You can say, God, here's my opt-out letter. I'm opting out of this game here, all right? I'm opting out of the old matrix. I've signed it and dated, and I've addressed it to you, dear God. Yeah, it just takes a choice. And you might have to do it for a whole year every day, choosing the new earth perspective on all things and all things.
Okay. Now I understand a little bit more anyway. Thank you. That's very useful. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Well, thank you for the inquiry. That's very good. Okay. Start you to raise your hand, folks. I'm going to go to the chat box because I haven't been there for a while. Oh, you can lower your hands, you guys. I think it's star 2 again to lower your hands, but I am not sure. Okay, who has posted? Let's see. No new posts. I don't know if you're still on the air, Amy. I think you've left. You and Pearl have left to go to your other event. Okay, is there any more questions you want me to respond to before we get into the activation, which will be spontaneous, of course? Webcasters, what say you? Oh, three more on the webcast. Okay, you can post on the Q&A page, I believe. And nobody's doing that. You guys are so shy. I can't believe it. Okay. Anybody else like to share? Star 2, raise your hand on the telephone. Nikki might be new, but she is anonymous as far as her location goes. And Jen, I'm not sure if she's new, she's in the U.S. of A. And we have somebody that's mysteriously anonymous, gives no information, could be a mole. What do you think? This anonymous a mole? Double agent? Comedy team? Oh, let's see here. Hi, Nikki. I think it's Nikki. Let's see. Okay. So, you know, if I could get on the news, I would have. If I had the connections already, I would have gotten on the news. And I would have asked the news media, ABC, CBS, NBC, what's the other one? PBS, 60 Minutes, all the mainstream, what do you call them? I would have given the news media a new perspective, spiritual perspective on all this. So if I was to go on the news and they asked me, what about all these people that are dying in rest homes? I would say, from a spiritual perspective, since there are no accidents, like Kobe Bryant supposedly went unannounced. He didn't tell anybody he was going. But he had decided in those moments before the helicopter crashed that he was going to go. I have a feeling he could have, an hour before that incident happened, he could have said, oh, I don't want to go on this flight. I have a bad feeling about this. The weather's not good. Let's postpone it. Let's go do something else. I am sure he could have said something like that. But he allowed that to happen along with the other people, and they made exit. But, okay, so these people in the rest homes, some of them probably got tired and decided, okay, it's time to go, especially if everybody's in lockdown for an indefinite period of time. I do not want to live in a world like this. Plus, I've got dementia, Alzheimer's, my brain can't think too well anymore, I can't remember. So I guess time to go. Now, did they go consciously? Maybe not, and probably not, but they always have help. So my feeling is they all chose to go at this time. And like I told my dad, when he stroked out and I went on an emergency to fly to where he was, he was living in a rest home, and then, of course, he went to the ER when he had his stroke. And when the nurse called me to say that your dad's in the hospital with a stroke, I said to the nurse, okay, you tell him to not leave until I get there. She understood that. And I saw him about 4 or 5 days later after I got a phone call. And I told him everything that I wanted to tell him, including how to die. Because apparently he had been abused by gypsies, and he had enough of it. 4 years of it. Elderly abuse, as they say, plus financial abuse. And he was ready to go. But he needed, I guess, some instructions on how to leave his body, which I gave him. I anointed his head and his chest with frankincense, essential oil, and gave him instructions on how to leave. And if you've ever been around a stroke person, they really can't move their body. But I held his hand the whole time, and I was verbally talking to him. I said, if you can understand me, squeeze my hand. Now, he couldn't talk. His eyes were closed. His body wasn't moving at all. He would squeeze my hand. And I knew he would, because I held the space that he would understand on some level what I was communicating to him. So every time I'd ask him a question, do you understand that? He would squeeze my hand. And then I think about 3 days after I left, I took care of his affairs from his room, went to social services, all that stuff. Then he left after about 3 days after I flew back to Washington State. I don't know why I'm bringing that up, but maybe some of your parents are maybe in that position. Okay. Nikki says, yeah, like there's a collective citizen's checkout. Yes. Yes, who would want to, if you're an elderly person and you're kind of stuck in a rest home, would you want to live through a lockdown and go around and wearing masks and being 6 to 15 feet away from any other human being and plexiglass barriers when you go to the store and all that stuff? No, not fun. Okay. Cynthia, she believes she's the anonymous from Phoenix, not a mole. Laughing out loud. So we got to the truth. Now we know who the mole is. All right. See, we got to be careful with these people that call in anonymously, right? And yeah, don't want to give out my identity. Okay. I find it so interesting. It's when they are separated from the loved ones that they leave. Well, yeah, human nature, right? We want to be around people we love and care about. And when we're isolated, yeah, no fun. You know, it's just like your dog. If you leave your dog for an extended period of time, they're going to get lonely. They're going to go, where's my master? So, again, we are being challenged to not make any labeling of what's going on. In spite of the fact that it may anger us and piss us off, about what's happening and what people aren't being told and all of that. We have to remain neutral because that's what Buddha taught. And by the way, Buddha Day is tomorrow. And we are going to do that online event, and we're going to align with the Wesak Festival. Really cool. Yeah, so we've been challenged not to label. Stay in neutrality. Only, we're going to do this tomorrow on the call, but we're also going to do it tonight for you members. But we're going to, in the activation, we're going to create, supposed to be a surprise, but we're going to create a truth shield so that only truth can enter your field, your brain, and your body. Everything else gets rejected or not accepted. Does that make sense? Yay! The angels are going, yay! Yay! Applauding. Okay. They usually don't applaud. So we must have some new type of angels with us tonight. Yes, of course, the lockdown is enforcing the separation. That's what they want. Hence the Dark Knight, yes. They want us to feel separated and afraid. So again, whatever intel you believe is true that is very bizarre, we'll just put it in that context, very politically, politely. Whatever bizarre things are going on, you don't have to accept it and you don't have to be influenced by it. So they say there's nanotechnology that has come from the chemtrails that goes deep into our bodies, and our bodies and our brains are being programmed and all that. Well, that could be true. But then again, since you have free will and free choice, you don't have to accept that. That doesn't have to be your truth, even though for the rest of humanity, if they knew, they'd probably freak out, right, and go, oh my God, get me out of here. Right? And the last thing you want to do is go into battle with anything that you don't like that you've seen in the world, because that's what they want you to do. They want you to fight them at their own game. No, we're not going to play that game, right? Okay, that's how Cynthia goes. True sealed, yes. Yeah. Catherine goes, I'm all for that. Nikki goes, true sealed. I don't know what the number three means, but yeah, I think we got onto something real cool. All right, we're going to get into activation shortly. And thank you guys for sharing on the chat board or the chat box or the chat screen, whatever you call it. I'm going to go to one more time to the Q&A page, and there's nothing there because all the webcasters are very shy people. They just want to listen. Okie dokie. And we still have more webcasters and callers, which is interesting. First time, I think, in 2 years. Do you know we've been doing the membership program now for 2 years, in spite of the fact that I resisted doing a membership program for about 3 years because I didn't know how I was going to do it? All the usual kind of reasons for like, oh, my God, that's too much work. I got to commit twice a month plus other stuff. And it's like, really? And I got to schedule my retreats around my membership calls, and oh my God, it was just like, I don't want to do that. But I finally did it. I guess I talked myself into it. Anyway, we've been going for 2 years, I think 2 years in April or 2 years in March. So anyway, we're in our third year. So congratulations, Kenji, you survived 2 years. All right. So thank you guys for hanging in there with me. All right. We are going to, unless there's one more caller that wants to share, start to raise your hand. We will get into the activation. Oh, and there is Lorraine from Durham, North Carolina. North Carolina. Lorraine, there is a daily email newsletter. I think it's called Only in North Carolina. And it always has articles and features about little-known things of North Carolina, including the 10 best falls of North Carolina, secret swimming holes, ghost towns, you name it. It's quite informative. Okay. anyway, okay, let's get started then. It's, let me see here. All right, the activation is going to be 55 minutes into the recording. Okay, here we go. All right, you're going to put on your comedy team. You're going to put on your spacesuit, but not because you're afraid to catch the virus. You're going to put on the spacesuit with all the trappings because we're going to take an inner flight deep into the ozone within. Now, you know, when they go on space flights to leave the atmosphere of the Earth, they have names for the different layers of the atmosphere of the Earth until they get up to a place where they have a name for that. It's, I think, on the fourth density or fourth level from Earth. And I call that the oneness atmosphere. So we're going to do that, but we're going to go within as opposed to leaving the Earth. All right, so get your spacesuit on. Get the latest model. Okay, make sure everything's sealed up. Now, comedy team is going to do the activation. All right, so there is built inside your helmet, opposite your third eye, there is a what appears to be like a camera, but it's not really a camera, but it's like a lens. And you can see through this lens multi-dimensional layers of consciousness and levels of, I guess, possibilities. So you're going to activate that lens in your helmet. You're going to turn it on so that you can begin to see through that lens. Okay. Now, opposite in your helmet as well, opposite your ears, you're going to find it's likened unto little tiny transmitters. And what they do is they automatically, because it's going to be set to default, that setting is going to be default, it's going to be set to frequencies that you can hear that normally your body cannot hear, like ultrasonic. Yeah, you can set it to ultrasonic. That would be good within the default setting. All right, now, at the very top of the helmet, on the inside, opposite your crown chakra, it's going to be a little antenna. Just like on your car, nowadays they have antennas, right? Usually on the roof towards the rear. Now, this antenna is calibrated to pick up God signals, only God signals. So that would be like signals from your higher self. All right, let's see what else we got in the helmet. All right, it's completely self-regulating oxygen-wise, and it's pressurized, so you won't get a headache. Everything's cool. Oh, okay. Opposite your physical mouth is like a, how shall we say, it's a translator, and it will translate whatever you verbalize out of your mouth. It will translate that to the universe in all languages so other beings can understand what you're going to be saying. All right. All right. So you've got gloves on. All right. These are magnetic gloves. These are very powerful magnetic gloves, which are going to, when you activate the gloves, it's going to draw into your space suits the exact healing frequencies for all of your body organs, all of your systems, including your endocrine system, and especially including pineal, pituitary, thalamus, thyroid, thymus, and solar plexus. Okay. Good. You got your knee pads and your boots. Very fine looking boots, by the way. Okay, the boots are going to be for whatever level you go to in this inward journey. You will be grounded with that dimensional level, so you won't feel spacey or spaced out. Okay. So make sure that your oxygen is on. All right. We're going to leave the earth only in a matter of speaking. So start your breathing, activate the pillars of light. You're going to disengage from all of the chaos in the world, every bit of it, the collective astral plane. Stay completely disengaged from that. Clear yourself from all a tribal consciousness belief systems that include your ancestors, your family members, etc. Remain detached from your emotional body, your pain body, and your intellect. Allow yourself to be very comfortable in your spacesuit. Now we're going to do some interdimensional travel here that is faster than the speed of light. It'll be as fast as the speed of thought or intention. Okay, so let's breathe into our new spacesuit. Get to know it, align with the vibrations of your beautiful spacesuit. We're going to begin to leave the atmosphere of the earth, the density of the earth, the old matrix of pain and suffering and confusion. And for a moment, we're going to leave behind all belief systems, all of our emotions, all of our thoughts, your to-do list. Let go of everything related to the earth plane and your earth incarnation. And imagine that you're going to go deep within. So feel as if you are taking your awareness, your consciousness, and going within to the center core of creation. Take the focus and go deep within consciousness. As if you are being gently guided to this place that we would call the point of light, the point of creation, leaving behind all that you've ever known, your dreams, your hopes, your visions, everything. Letting go of the physical body, letting go of the earth plane, letting go of your job, your personal identity, all of your emotional makeup, allowing your awareness to let go of all levels of illusion. Going within. Gently keep breathing. Bringing awareness deep within. Deep within what we call the heart of creation. Being mysteriously magnetized into the unknown, into the heart of creation, moving gently into that place of deep stillness. Completely letting go of your physical body. It's as if you're being drawn into the core and the heart of this vortex. In deep inner space. Imagine hearing. Imagine seeing. Imagine feeling. That you are moving towards and into the source of all life. Let go. Moving deeper and deeper into the stillness. And I will call you back when it's time to return. Now, from your light body, take a series of deep, sacred breaths in. Receiving more light into your light body. Building your light body. Now let that building of the light begin to trickle down to all the rest of your light bodies, all the way down to your physical body that's on Earth. In your light body, take another deep breath in, breathe in the truth. And let that trickle down all the way to your physical body. Now there's going to be a recalibration of your different light bodies to accommodate this infusion of divine energy. Keep your body on Earth grounded to the sacred heart of the Earth, Gaia. Now from deep within the core of this oneness, begin to breathe into your light body the power of angelic healing. And allow it to download into the spine of your, or shall we say, the chakra system of your different light bodies, all the way to the physical body. Each time, lowering in vibrations, it's a step down, a download that will eventually go to your physical body. And you are creating the rainbow bridge. You are creating from the core of creation the rainbow bridge down to your physical body and the earth plane, deep into Gaia. The rainbow bridge contains 144,000 different colors, tones, vibrations, sounds. Now, as you begin to gently descend back to your physical body, you're going to create in your brain an extra storage area for this light, this vibration. It will be another part of, say, your crown chakra. And as your physical brain is ready, it will be like a drip from this new storage area into parts of your brain that are ready to be activated for the expression of this energy. There will be an automatic adaptive feature in the crown chakra so as not to overload the brain and the nervous system. It will be on a as-needed basis. Your nervous system and your physical body is getting a preview of the sensations of this new vibration. Now you're going to create around this rainbow bridge a protective shield or a protective sheath of pure energy that will be that will serve as natural immunity against all levels of potential interference, shall we say. You may also cloak this rainbow bridge for those that do not have the awareness of said levels, a cloak to make invisible, visible to only those that are of the truth. Now, as you begin to descend back to your physical body, put a force field of light around your whole body, around all the dimensional levels of your physical etheric body, all the way into the earth, surrounding the feet, the hands, the spine, your brain, your heart center, your solar plexus, base of your spine. Gently coming back to your body and putting your divine awareness around your body. I am here, I am now, I am fully grounded, I am fully centered and focused, I am that I am, and allow your body now to begin to receive the effects of the super full moon and the Wesak festival that will be happening tomorrow in the Himalayan mountains. Allow your heart center to align with these vibrations. Breathe deeply into the heart center. Now ignite your capacity to radiate love and joy into the world. Ignite the power of compassion that lies deep within your hearts. And share this vibration with all those that are ready to receive. Be it humanity, be it the creatures of the earth, be it the elementals of the earth, be it those beings inside inner earth, be it those beings in the star systems of which you have an alignment with. Share this vibration with all those that are ready to receive. All right, activate to the next level the four pillars of light in your home. We're going to ask the Council of 14 to work with you in the dream time for this next 2 weeks. In supporting you on your journey within to the new earth. Supporting you in activating to the highest levels your creativity, your next step, your healing gifts, your teaching gifts, your gifts of speech and of touch and of writing and art and dance. In yoga, movement. Now allow this vibration to move through your spinal column from the very center of your brain, the crystal palace, all the way down through the third and fourth ventricles, through the brainstem, down all the channels in your spinal column to your original 8 cells at your sacrum. Allow it to move through all of your meridians, your chakra points, the power points of your body. And into all of your organs, including your bones, all the bones in your body, subatomic level DNA, protons, electrons, neutrons, your blood, deep into all levels of your lungs. Take a deep breath into your lungs. Deep into your digestive system, especially your stomach and your colon, your liver and your gallbladder and your spleen and pancreas and bladder, and especially into your reproductive organs, your whole endocrine system, pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, thyroid, parathyroid, adrenal glands, kidneys, pancreas, solar plexus, thymus. allow a natural recalibration. So when you're ready, slowly begin to open the eyes. Remember to drink water. Make sure you're fully grounded and focused as you go out into the world. Now we suggest, those of you that have pets, to do some laying on of hands tonight. Allow your hands to be guided to be placed upon the appropriate parts. Tune into your guardian angel. Ask your inner child to continue to receive these blessings. And share this compassion with your ancestors and your family members, no matter where they are. See the earth receiving these blessings through you. The whole of the earth, every country upon the planet, all peoples of the earth, and as a prayer to humanity, we ask that all those upon planet Earth be given the truth and their awakening and divine right timing. And if you can tonight before bedtime, go out and breathe in the fresh air, giving thanks to our beautiful Earth Mother for this grand awakening. So when you're ready, come into now. Feel blessed. Be blessed. Share these blessings. And know that you will make it through all of this in divine timing, according to your belief and trust in self. Practice this activation for the next 2 weeks. And we give our blessings and thanks for all assistance given. Thank you for the grace. Blessings from Asheville.